Order. Order.
When was the last time anyone in this House went into a lift in Kirkcaldy's, in Smith and Cowie, in Ballantyne's, in James Smith's? When was the last time any one of us got into a lift and had a lift operator saying, which floor would you like to go to, madam or sir? We don't have lift operators in New Zealand anymore.
Labour's Ruth Dyson debating the Injury Prevention, Rehabilitation and Compensation Amendment Bill, shortly after the House resumed under urgency at 9 a.m. By that time, debate on the bill containing National's changes to the ACC scheme had been going for more than 5 hours, after the government put the House under urgency at the end of question time on Tuesday. Ruth Dyson was followed by her deputy leader, Annette King.
It is an issue that Labour intends to fight strongly on.
And so, one after another, Labour MPs rose to take the call, with silence on the government benches, apart from occasional moves to bring the debate to an end.
I move that the question be now put.
I call David Bennett.
Mr. Chair, I move that the question be now put.
When a bill's in the committee stage, that's over to the chairman, who must decide when the opposition's run out of new ideas. And when that happens, an opposition bent on delay can keep its filibuster going by arguing about the rules.
Point of order, the Honourable Darren Hughes.
It's just to seek some clarification around the new standing orders.
Point of order, Trevor Mallard.
Mr Chairman, this is a separate point of order, and it goes to whether, in fact...
When Assistant Speaker Rick Barker rejected Labour's arguments, they requested that he call in the Speaker.
Mr Chairman.
Mr Speaker, we've had 2 hours and 40 minutes on part two. The National Party had moved for the third time a closure motion, which I was about to accept. The opposition members, sensing the mood of the chair, decided to raise a number of points of order. And as a consequence of those rulings I gave about their points of order, they wished to dispute my decision.
The Speaker stood by his assistant's rulings.
So I'll hand back to the chair at that point, having clarified I declare the House.
But Labour's chief whip was back on his feet.
Point of order, the Honourable Darren Hughes.
Mr Speaker, completely separate point of order, but we need to do this now because you're here and we won't be seeing you for a while. So, sir, can I seek leave for there to be a question time at 2 p.m. today?
Is there any objection to that course of action? There is objection. I declare the House back in committee on the bill.
So debate on the ACC bill resumed after lunch with the other Assistant Speaker, Eric Roy, in the chair.
This is developing into a filibuster, as it is the right of the opposition to explore every possible avenue. We have been some 25 minutes on this matter. I'm dealing with this as straightforwardly as I possibly can. We'll now put the vote. A point of order, Honourable Darren Hughes.
Mr Chairman.
And so it goes on, and while urgency in the chamber caused most committees to cancel their meetings, Rhys Lyon reports that one of them had the foresight to schedule its meeting for during the lunch hour.
The Health Select Committee was holding a financial review of the Crown Health Financing Agency. Representing the agency was its chairman, John Anderson. He told the committee about the financial state of the public health sector.
As at the end of January, the sector as a whole was performing better than it had planned to do financially. And yet we hear about all these individual district health boards that are causing us a certain amount of financial stress and grief. The issue for me becomes, should we be managing the sector as a whole, or should we be actually taking to task individual district health boards? We've got 21 district health boards, 21 loan agreements, and we give some a slap on the wrist or we give them a pat on the back. How important is that vis-a-vis how well New Zealand health is travelling?
Mr Anderson touched on inconsistencies in his agency's financial situation.
And at the end of January, we were $7 million better off than planned. We've got a bit of work to do to understand why. It was the end of December, they were slightly worse than planned. So what happened in January, we're not too sure. But we'll find out.
Mr Anderson said improving financial outcomes nationally was down to individual district health boards lifting their performances.
But I think it's an important thing to bear in the back of our mind. In a $12 billion business, at the end of this year, we're going to be $100 million in deficit. How important is that really? And it's important. I'm not trying to downplay it, but I think you raise a very good point. The hard part about that will be to get individual districts to think regionally and then to think nationally and start to think about the way they do deliver their services within that context.
And Mr. Anderson said feedback from DHBs on his agency's effectiveness had been positive.
In my time at the agencies, we have twice gone out to our DHB clients and asked them by way of a customer satisfaction survey. We've assessed the responses north of 85% more than favourable on each occasion.
Crown Health Financing Agency Chairman John Anderson speaking to the Health Select Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.